This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? And thank you for listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. This podcast is out every single Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever else you stream your podcasts. It's also out on YouTube on Tuesdays at 7:30. If you are listening on Spotify, partake in the polls, leave a comment. We've also got an additional episode which comes out every single Wednesday where we read out your comments on Spotify. So if you do want to leave a comment and you want it to be read out, you have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So the podcast drops on Friday. You have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. to leave your comments if you want it to be read out. Anyway, enjoy the episode and follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or is it the X now? Me na know. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
See, you've got stuff for each other. What's it?
No, like you don't compliment them.
I compliment them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you think your hat's tired, though?
Yeah, no, the hat's not tired. The hat today is tired. It's really random.
You know what
it is? Like well if
it
does go well with the
shoes.
Like,
my tune right now is diabolical.
You should have had the tune.
Wait, is it recording, yeah? Thank you very much.
I'm going to get on. That makes sense.
I'm going to get onto the hat today.
No, but this hat is hot. Wait, what's your hat?
My hat. This is gifted to me by some Island Brothers.
Who?
You want to say who are?
Yeah, no, I'm saying
Island Brothers. Island Brothers.
Oh, so because you got gifted, it's come. But
because
he went and bought that. Oh. That's sad. You can't get your money back. This one, I don't lose nothing wearing this.
Okay. I hear it, bro.
It matches the tracks.
Well, do you like accept all the giftings in that?
Nah, I don't. I got my own brand.
What's your brand?
Chapter X. So I'm very careful if I accept. Unless they're offering peas, then I'll take it. And unless it's not tired.
When's the next drop? You see, you haven't dropped in a while, bro.
Summer. I've been focusing on content.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Was that a genuine question? Or you, like, the way you said
it? It was kind of like,
I was like, Yeah, just now.
Oh, okay, cool. All right,
what's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots Tequila podcast with myself, Marvin Abbey. Who's we got in the studio?
Taser fucking Black.
And we got three very special guests. Next Gen, Younger Gen. What's good, brothers?
Yeah. Good, man.
He's going to talk first. I'll talk first. Need to agree.
Sorry, bro.
Quiet down.
I like to be there before, bro.
Obviously. I hear it. So, I go by the name of Aziz, young entrepreneur, young content creator. You get me? Next up,
it's your boy Paps. You know, actor, screenwriter, content creator, all round creative man.
Talk your shit.
Yo, people, it's your favorite uncle Eli. Your favorite content creator, actor, model. You get me? Uncle innit?
Mm.
Yeah, man.
So, first question, uncle at 21.
So I'm saying,
I'm saying, why they call you uncle already?
This guy's got two different lives.
It's my own name. Obviously, I've got two nieces and a nephew, so
okay.
I'm actually an uncle. But people just think I'm a lot older than I am from young still. So I just kind of have to roll with it. For me.
I hear that.
Why are you laughing, bro?
Because you're old, bro.
No, but we're the same age.
Yeah, you're older than me, though. Are you not older? Is that a fact?
For a couple months. So if I'm old, then you're old.
I am old.
I think it's mad that you lot arguing about old.
It's not old as in terms of like you're old and like you ain't got much life to live. I'm just saying he's a lot old. No, don't worry, guys. Like my dad's you guys are like my dad's age.
What?
My uncle Marvin, that's uncle actually. I can't even call you Marvin.
Oh yeah, you lot are family.
Yeah, that's uncle.
Pat is
That's your uncle, isn't
it? Yeah, he's my uncle. Dad's brother.
Oh, yeah. So Uncle Marv.
Yeah, Uncle Marv. Yeah, I mean.
You didn't prostitute when you came in.
You know what's funny? I told my grandma I'm coming. I said, I'm going on Marvin's podcast. She was just like, don't call him. Don't call him Marvin. Call it Uncle. Feels so bad.
Now, we're a different gen though as well.
Yeah.
The other gen. Remember back in the day, if a man's 3 years older than you, you call him uncle in Nigeria.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
you can't even call him by his name. It's like, but we're all three the same age. Call him uncle.
Even your cousin, call them uncle still.
You know what I mean? Still. Younger cousin.
I call everyone uncle and auntie, but when they started dropping like the big mummies and stuff like that, it just started confusing.
Yeah, big daddy.
Big mummies.
You know
what I mean?
Big daddy in the family,
yeah, bro. I called no one big daddy in my whole life.
That's all you. I
heard that one before, you know. That's all you. I didn't say it was me.
I've heard it.
Someone referred to, oh, that uncle there is, we call him Big Daddy.
That's Big Daddy.
Big Mommy. What's his name? What?
Dada, no?
Nah.
Dada.
Because Big Daddy is wild to me.
I know it's wild, but I don't think the context that they apply to it is not the same as the one.
Yeah, but
know.
Regardless, not, though, I just don't want that to come out of my mouth.
No one really worries about that kind of stuff.
That's just the head of the house, isn't it?
Even in Nigeria, they were like, the uncle will say you're handsome.
Yeah,
fine boy.
Fine boy, like, there's none of this whole pause.
Yeah, man, when you said head of the house, yeah, my head started ringing, bro.
Yeah, that's
pause.
Check your mirrors, man. Check your mirrors, man.
You know what?
The blind spot.
Check your mirrors, man.
You know, he's always all like calling you handsome and that, though. I can't, like, it's not like a story or nothing, but when I was younger in church, some of my uncles were a bit too close and that. I remember one like
hey, bro, wait, hold on.
Two hands on.
Is this a serious or
nah, it's not serious. I'm good. I'm alright.
I need to know, uncle hands on.
My uncle's really hands on, you know.
Yeah. I got a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm okay now though.
Sure?
Yeah, that's what I matter. Yeah.
But it's not funny though.
What? No, he says okay now.
He's okay. Yeah, but he's pouring his heart.
I was young. I don't remember the exact age. You know, it all kind of blurs together. I think I blacked out.
From a kiss on the cheek.
Come on, man.
I didn't really feel comfortable.
He fell off his feet.
Yeah.
He fell off his feet. It was too much for him.
What? I was sharing something with you guys.
Why is a kiss to your loafers? In church, you know?
All right, so that's a good. That's actually a good topic. What's something that you've seen the OJ doing that you think this is a bit suspect?
Ooh.
Like, why you look cool with that? Like, what is that?
That's a good question. Like calling your pastor daddy.
Who does that?
Nah, not KICC.
Yeah, pastor's a good one. That we're calling Big Daddy. Yeah,
Daddy.
Yeah.
Who does?
Who's calling them Daddy?
That's the younger thing, I think.
No, Daddy means not the same. When you translate the Yoruba to English, it's not the same though.
Yeah, but it's like
Your nan. Well, my nan, for example, will see me and say, "Oh, call me." Means like my husband, but I'm not her husband.
Yeah, yeah.
She just see it as my first son's firstborn.
No, but they'll be saying like they'll be referring to pastors as Daddy, I don't know, man.
Too.
I can't
learn.
What you saying?
I ain't come across that.
I never heard that. KICC, man, never called Pastor Matthew.
Well,
Ashimilo. I never heard no one call him Big Daddy, man.
This Big Daddy thing is like all you guys still.
No, but you're the ones who come out with it.
No, I said you guys.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The guys that I mentioned today.
It's a Nigerian thing.
I'm Nigerian, but
you know, you get a different type of churches. So you get like, your normal like Pentecostal churches and you get deep churches,
and you get white garment,
white garment, white garment, white garment, serious. So
that's what you get, your daddy. So
white garments are just like, you know, football extra time.
Yeah,
bro,
golden goal.
Oh my god.
And then penalties.
And then the goalkeepers
are taking penalties.
Bro, everyone scores a penalty.
If you go white garment church, that's your whole day, brother.
But that's done.
Yeah, so cool. Let's say the service starts at like 11, black timing. So service really starts at like 12. Two. Yeah, 12:30, proper before it kicks in. Yeah. Then it'll go on. And then the pastor will hit you with something like, yeah, we had a message from God. So we're going to do night vigil, fasting and prayer. Everybody stay behind. I swear down, there was a point in time where I would arrive to church 11, finish church 9:30.
Oh, see,
no food break.
They'll do like a break, but everybody got to be back at certain times.
Yeah.
And how did you feel that changed your life?
It was when I was a lot younger, innit? So, them times I was really going to church for my mum, not really for myself. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I could just kind of stick with it. That's my ride home. So, I ain't really got a choice.
The church was calm them days in terms of like, because you're normally there for the other kids.
Sunday school.
A bit of the message. but you want to see your brethren. Yeah. Like, you're hearing the message, but like you're not really there for church.
I used to go, I used to get sweets every Sunday school.
You see when it's like Easter and that, like, you know that's going to be like food. Yeah. Jollof rice, patty and that.
Where are you from? The episode sent back to her to be like, look what your son is talking about.
Oh,
is this true? So my mom likes me. Yeah, so I kind of like have to step steady when I talk about family stuff. But yeah, my mom, we weren't really churchgoers like that.
I hear it.
Can't relate, man.
We just pray in the yard.
Nah, I was a church boy, boy.
Okay, let me.
Nah, I went to a whole of different churches. My name was a reverend. So I was just all over the place. I was all over the place.
I was on tour.
What is a reverend, though?
I don't know. I think that's Catholic, but I was in bare Pentecostal churches.
The colours, though.
I don't know.
I think they're these, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
Give me the color, bro.
The color,
like,
the white thing. Yeah, the white thing.
They hold the book like this.
I don't. My nan,
but when they finish the shift, they just take it off.
She was the big mummy of bare different churches. Like, we go to any church I go to, you're respected. Like, you come in, everyone's looking at me. I was the guy still.
If you notice that most churches,
it's kind of mafia-ish, bro. What's going on?
No, not like this. God, like, come on, man.
You know the matter thing about churches. Most churches, yeah. The kids of the pastors tend to be bad breed. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Because they get away with a lot, innit?
I think it's the pressure right of like, because they can't do no wrong. So everyone's looking at them like, oh, why don't you be like these kids? But it's like, them kids are
bad boys.
Bad. Only a few of them have kind of like, as they get older, they kind of maybe revert and become like godly again, but there's a little period of time where they go off the rails, you know.
They look like Christian rap music.
I've got interesting questions.
They do Christian rap still.
Yeah. I hear that one.
What?
They do Christian rap. It's true.
Christian rap, dual Christian.
To get out the frustration of
I'm a bad guys, but with Christ.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, how old are your parents?
In their 50s.
Yeah,
45 and like 42, something like that.
50s.
Yeah.
See, we're not that far apart then. My mom is in her 50s as well.
Yeah.
So how are you 35?
Bro, I had to be young, boy.
Yeah, 20. I was like 20. Yeah. Remember, the gen above us, by 21, 25.
They were like 8 kids up, bro.
3 kids up. Three kids. Yeah. House, and they all mortgage, go to work. Yeah. Full time jobs. Like, it's mad.
It's not like that no more, though.
Yeah.
Parents, they don't be doing that no more. Yeah, true. To be fair,
I know a lot of my friends are waiting, and they're like in their 30s now.
Bro, girls,
I'm trying to get married.
Yeah, girls. Yeah, they're not
waiting
happy
for,
I guess, career.
That's
proper,
what it
proper
is.
Man.
Like I've always said that if I was financially stable and that, I would have a kid like mid 20s and that. No worries. Like,
I'll have it right now.
I'd have it right now. Oh,
okay. You know about this thing? One of my brothers had a kid at 17.
Hey, one of my brothers had a kid at 15.
But now his kid is like. No, but you know what's sick is because he rode the storm, in terms of what
when you're young.
He said 15.
Yeah, he was banging early still. He was the coolest guy in my school. He was banging early.
I know he's what, changing diapers.
But he's cool though. He does his thing. Like, he got a rolly, he goes on holiday a lot.
But you know what's mad?
My nigga though.
He's a rolly in his name.
He's cool.
He's got a rolly, he's good in life.
Is he real though? Construction worker now.
But you know what it is, in terms of that, so my brother had a kid at 17, but now his kid is like 21 or something like that. And like, you see them like chilling together with each other, and it looks sick now because he's still young enough to be like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, go with his kid wherever. Whereas certain man who maybe have a kid when they're like 30, but the kid's 20 or 50. If you have a kid when you're 40, the kid's... Like Robert De Niro he's got a kid now. Robert De Niro's at 78 or something.
That's nuts.
Scoring your nannies, bruv.
Still.
What do you say is the biggest difference from like when you man were growing up to what you think is going on now in terms of like school and things?
School.
Because obviously you guys are from a different era, innit?
You man talk too much.
True.
That's what I think. Like your gen is everything's like
everything has to be social media. Malachi from South London.
Everything is that. Back in the day,
don't let us send for you.
She's cool, man. That's my dog.
Wait, who said? Just clarify.
Please, listen. It's just comedy, man.
The girl that went viral for
Malachi from South London
eating asked for 4 bills or something like that.
All right. That video clip was too funny.
Dank.
Even like what? Yeah. talk too much is one. And also, why is everything on camera?
It has to be.
It's just how it is, though.
It's actually scary.
It's like, just how it is. If you didn't record it, you don't think it never happened.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't understand that, man.
If you get drawn out now, like for anything online, it don't just stop with the one drawer. You're getting drawn out by so many different people. When that Malachi thing happened, if that Malachi brother was real, I don't know what his life would be like right now. I made a video about it.
No, but didn't one dude come out and say he was Malachi?
Nah, yeah, he's probably clouting.
And that's another thing as well. Yeah, clout with your generation is at all time highest. Like, yeah. Why would you want to be Malachi?
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like,
I didn't understand.
If that was Malachi, man should be like, oh shit, no one knows me. Man, he came out to say, it's me.
He thought he was going to turn out like that brother who was at Omalay. He wanted to go on a Kai Snap stream or foot. Like, because if you get clout, if negative and positive clout nowadays is money.
If you were the guy who was at Omalay, you're with your babes on the railing, the front. Omalay says, anybody want to come on stage? You know, he calls your babes. What you man did?
No.
As in, if you were the guy,
Are you smiling? Yeah, but then if she gets on stage and then the silhouette and I'm seeing the cheeks,
I don't know what I would do.
Bro,
man. I should go. You know,
my mom's calling me. I go duck out. The fact that he sat there like this and watched his girl like that.
No, but you know what? He was in shock.
Cinema,
you know,
bro.
Shock can do things to people. He was in shock. Like, but so she and your babe,
I think he froze.
Go up and then the silhouette.
It must look like a movie to them, you know? I'm not even gonna lie.
Man's legs are working. Man's
20 frames a second. That's a slow mo.
Like, his heartbeat must have been
It's so embarrassing. You can't even look nowhere. You have to just look straight.
You're looking straight.
I would have gone up with her.
I have to leave the building, bro.
Wind him too.
No. That's crazy.
What are you on the stage for?
Since I come here, he's a lot of funny stuff.
What are you on the stage for?
So I can wind with the babes and he can sing.
So you can wind with
the bro.
Well, I want to wind with the dada, and then he's singing. So it's like a live performance. So we're just dancers on the stage.
But you don't want man to be singing and then come back and you.
And also, your wife is going to be proper, you know?
Huh?
In front of how many thousand people in there?
Over like 10 bags.
I'm not going to lie. You see the way he looked at her? It's like, he was thinking, you ain't even done that for me, bro. Like, you never even moved like that for me.
Imagine
that. You were shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had that
it's
in
pain,
you.
Man.
You see
it's
me,
pain.
I would have left immediately.
Yeah.
No, I mean, from time that he said, anybody want to come on stage?
Let's go. Let's go.
No, I wouldn't even say let's go. That's fine. Go on.
Leave her.
So I'm just going to go and get a drink from the bar.
I'm out.
She'll message me. I'll be at home, man.
Yeah, pain.
What would you put your hand for?
I'll be like, maybe she's getting some. Like,
no, you know what is in life? Take a touch, man. Take a touch.
I said, bring it down.
Bring it down.
Yeah,
shooting wild. Take a touch, man. Nah, man. Because the camera pans and my girl's doing this.
They went home together. He's a soldier.
No, I saw him walking off.
But they were together, though.
Wasn't that bad?
It wasn't that bad. He waited for her.
He had to ask random bystanders.
Was it bad? Rachel would tell him, you fucked up, like, man.
He took her back, you know.
I don't know.
On a low.
His
thing right now is so different, though. Most guys that have an influence, they blow up slowly so they see it. I remember I went to one motive in Birmingham. I saw him. And like some of my brethren that do content and that, struggling to get in a little bit, innit? I hear someone say, oh, my man's here, just cut to the side, coming in. I'm just seeing every girl looking at him. I'm thinking, rah. And you just went from that to that in short time. You're just someone.
You see, you said, yeah, some of your friends do content and they're like still like in the early days. What does that look like now? What is someone that you look at someone's page and you're like, oh, they're still trying? Is it like the followers? You don't get the likes?
I meant they were trying to get in.
Trying to get in the dance?
Yeah, they were trying to get into the motive. They couldn't.
They didn't even really want
to
queue up.
Also,
because you lot create content, if you can get queued up.
No, not at all.
No, I'm just asking. I'm actually inquiring.
That one wasn't a bad one. That was like a friendship one, innit? Like, in my bedroom, but you happen to do content, so squeezing you is not that difficult, innit? Not me. It was a.
No, no, I'm just wondering. I'm literally.
But certain people don't like standing in the queue because they think that it looks like. Like they're begging to enter somewhere.
I can't do queues.
Hear that, but I'm saying, but you're saying it because you create content.
Yeah, that's what certain guys do.
That's
currency, though.
I'm not saying it in a bad way.
For that, Jin, that's currency.
Yeah, Clara, it's currency.
Because content is, I see you, you're somebody, you're doing your thing.
So you should get a queue jump.
Yeah, like,
I'm somebody in your rave.
You know what's crazy? Like, certain people don't even ask you what you're doing at the party. Like, it's not my fucking
brother.
I was in the cafe one time, I said, why are you in the cafe?
Why are you here?
Like,
oh my god.
Bro, you can't eat because you're a content creator.
Literally, it's weird, bro.
You haven't got that before.
Bro, I went
I get random dudes, like, for example, when we used to do free shots, and I obviously Marv would go to the venue, man, speak to
when we used to do
as in the live shows in Tropicana. Yeah. Marv would do the whole liaising with the venue. So when I get there, they don't know who the fuck I am in it. So I stand in the queue. Like, I'm not, so I would come to you, hey, brother, why are you queuing, bro? It's your event.
But that one, you shouldn't be queuing.
You don't know who I am. I'm not going to go in the front and be,
all of that's tired. Like, no,
I don't mind, but I'm not complaining when I'm in the queue. Why are you complaining?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's why I just think it's a bit of a, it's a weird thing.
I think it depends on the scenario. Yeah. If it's a thing where you know someone, cause even before I was doing any sort of whatever, if I know someone, they're at the door, I've always been conditioned, because I've always been going places like events with my dad and that, so he knows how to squeeze.
Pat is a champion.
Unks is a champion. Like, you just squeeze, innit? So whether it's a content thing or not, you don't want to wait in the queue, because waiting in the queue in the cold and that is long.
A lot of the time, because of our ages, it's like, early doors, it would be like uni motors and stuff like that. So the queue is long. Yeah. This is about a 1,500 capacity.
Yeah, around the
and
corner.
Then the doors will close at like 11:30. So everybody's squeezing in at 11:30. The line is long. Mm. So if you don't know somebody, waiting in the cold that long is long. And sometimes the security cars will try buying it. And then you get there, they're saying doors closed.
Happened to us yesterday.
Yeah. Where'd you go yesterday?
It happened to us yesterday. Literally, it happened to us yesterday. Like, literally last night.
Where'd you go yesterday?
I'm not even gonna say their thing, innit? Some after party or some event, innit? I just walked off, innit? Like, I'm not gonna start. I remember one time, I can't even say who it was. I was at some mad, I can't remember who's after party. No, it was an artist. They went to their own after party and then they got turned away from the after party. It was at what's that place? Proud.
Proud is too.
So that venue
is relentless.
Which one?
They don't care.
The one in Embankment.
I had tickets. They sent me home.
Yeah, they're dark.
You bought a ticket?
Send me home.
Like, you got to go through that pain, though. You got to realize it's not easy outside, man.
What were you late?
Like my friend put me on a guest list. Apparently, some Aristar thing. <isn't it? laughs> Apparently, he put me on a guest list. I went to Aristar's after thing. Cool. We're standing in the cold for like at least almost 2 hours. Yeah. Then one French producer came in and he walked in straight. And he was with us as well. Like, with us, he walked in. I tried walking. One white lady told me, "Where you going?" We went home.
Waiting outside is
you see fun. You see that thing there is rough, because sometimes
these are dying.
You're with me.
Oh, he's there. Two hours.
Nah.
Number one, I'm not waiting nowhere for 2 hours.
Yeah, mad.
No, number two, I've been on both sides of that coin, where I've been the brother who has got a pattern and I can see man looking like...
You just have to walk through.
Yo, Marv, say to your brother, listen, I'm just going to walk through in this part ahead of that. And like, no one, no eye contact, just walk in. Or I've been with people and then you can kind of see them trying to cut and you're like, no, you're with me, bro.
What
you got, man? No,
what you got? What's it?
Let me get inside. I'm going to bring him out. Like,
Taser, how much money you with? One man, blood.
you see, she's looking at you, yeah?
I'm with the brother I came with.
And the girl's like, anyone else? No.
All of a sudden, it's high taste, you're right.
Yeah, but I got time for the girls, though.
No, see, okay, let me give you a lesson, yeah? So the other day, I'm not going to say no one's names, but I'm going to try to be as descriptive as possible, yeah? So there's a girl that I know, she's in the dance, and I can tell that sometimes when she goes out, she's a bit, you know, like when someone gets a bit happy, like when there's rappers or
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Those are the girls that will. Name drop their name randomly function. You know
first name.
You know Jaheim. Yeah, I was Jaheim the other day.
Who's Jaheim? Oh, Jaquees.
Yeah. Yeah. Always that one there, man.
But you can kind of tell them apart though. Yeah. You can just about tell who's like that and who's not like that though. Yeah. I ain't ever been tricked like that. And I promise you, the day that I'm with a girl and she starts moving mad because she's seen someone that's got clout, she's gone. I'll never talk to her again.
You kind of know anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, you can tell.
They're overly friendly and they did
what do you mean you know?
No, you can kind of tell.
You know, because there's girls you'll be with and you know, like, no matter what it is, they'll just stand firm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even if they do see someone famous, they'll stand firm because they're with you. There's other girls that you know in your head, you're not sure. And you know, those are the girls that would just lose their mind.
Yeah, but you don't entertain them like that.
That's my point, I'm saying. So I'm saying, but the girls you do entertain tend to be all right.
We've been to parties, we've seen rappers come with a girl. The girl's seen like a rapper that she thinks is bigger. And she's left with the other.
My God.
Pain.
Reality.
It's dark.
Rappers suffer the same pain that us brothers suffer from, fam.
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah. I made a video about it today, actually. Yeah, man.
That's hard, bro.
You can't take it to heart, though.
I was going to expand on it, but it's calm.
I went to a party in Nottingham.
I knew you were going to say this story.
I went to a party in Nottingham. I'm dancing with this girl. I brought this girl to the rappers section, innit?
Big mistake, man.
He told me, yeah, bring all the girls. Bro, I fed that guy. I gave him better girls. No, did he? I gave him plenty of women, man. Plenty of women. I was dancing with a girl, enjoying my time. Yeah, I thought, yeah, I'm gonna take her back. Enjoy. Boom. After the night was done, cool. The rapper left.
In the V-class.
V-class. The rapper didn't even call the girl, but the girl vanished. She went outside, I saw her in the V-class. I was like, what are you doing here? No, I'm just trying to, I want to see where he wants to take me. I said, when? I think I'll come back to me. I'm calling her phone 10 times. I went to Snapcool, it worked on your DMD as well, and then she messaged me saying I fell asleep, fell asleep before, yeah, you fell asleep there, wherever he was, I fell asleep, yeah, gosh.
I've been hit by that enough times,
bro. I got hit by it and I was mid hoovering. Human, bro.
Well, as a kid in the airport, yeah, 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 right, that one. Think about it. You're on the edge of the bed. You're like, at least the room's clean, though. Yeah, well done. Nice. And you're thinking to yourself, I needed a girl for me to do this.
The worst thing I've seen after a rave, there was an after. One of the guys was like, I'm having, like, one of the lit guys in the rave was like, I'm having an after party. Mm. And then he put three girls. So there's a group of four, but he put three in the car. So him, his boy at the front, three in the back.
Mm.
The fourth one's looking at, like, they're like, you didn't pattern quickly. She was like,
dang.
No, she was like, I'll sit in the boot. Oh! I saw man open the boot of the range. She sat in the boot, bro.
No, but the boot of range is quite big, though.
It doesn't matter.
Mm. It's the principle.
It's
though.
The principality
is smoky. Yeah, the boot body is, it is, but.
You can. Bro, imagine watching a bum.
FOMO. She don't want to miss out, bro.
Yeah, nah, she has to.
Straight off missing out. Man, she said, put me in the boot.
The girl's jammed, though. Why are you going to leave your bedroom like that, though?
Nah, bro. That's so normal.
You don't know what's going on outside.
That's so normal.
Don't worry.
I remember the first time I saw it in America, I said, what is it's ruthless?
Mad. The girls talk about it, yeah, but until you see it, I thought it's BS because, like, for example, like, the girls leaving each other for men.
Yeah.
Because the man, them, I can't think of that. Like, for example, yesterday, some of the men couldn't get into the after party, so none of us rode there. You feel me? And I feel that's natural. If the girls don't leave one of their brothers outside,
I think it's different.
There's
situations, for example, if there's one of your brothers that you've told,
yeah,
every man bring their ID. Mm. And this is a brethren that don't bring their ID, and you're like, brother, pattern today, man. We're going in, you know?
Mm.
Then, you might have got my ID. I'm safe. But I'm going in.
I hear that.
Because You're not stopping mine now. And if you've travelled far somewhere,
mm,
man, that's to sleep in the car, bruv.
Firm the whip.
Nah, you got to firm the whip, bro.
You say that guys don't leave their bedrooms. That's not true, bro. I've gone to motives, other cities and that, bro, with my bedrooms. And this one, I didn't have a car. And they're my ride home. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And then they pattern or something, and then they're telling me, yeah, so you got to find, like, you got to find somewhere to sleep.
Find a place.
You're going to have to rise cab, or, you know what I mean?
Nah, see, that one don't work. That's too deep.
Yeah, that's happened
dark,
to me, though.
Nah, we ain't bridges no more.
That's dark.
Nah, that's dark. Put it this way.
Because we're out of London.
If we're out of London, yeah, and there's nowhere to, for example, if you're just saying to me, if me and you go out in Sweden or something, we've got Airbnb, two bed, and then you're like, you're driving, you're like, yo, Marv, I got a thing, I'm going to jump in the car and go. Cool. I'll get an Uber home, no problem.
Mm.
But you can't tell me I can't come back to the apartment, bro.
Where it's different, though, is because obviously I'm a uni student as well.
Yeah.
But even if you're not a uni student and you're around uni cities enough, you're going to have bridges to stay within it. So it's not that, it's not like I'm stranded.
Oh, okay, cool. You get what I'm saying? Stranded. Okay.
But it still does hit kind it's of like principle. Deeply. You know what I'm saying? Now I've got to ask a bridge at 3 a.m. Yo,
what if it's a uni that no one is there, bro? You've got to find a
good then I wouldn't go with nowhere to stay. Or no.
Certain man are doing that.
No, but don't. But
I've done it before, still.
But don't you do that one?
He's done it. One man step, bro.
One man step. I got a place for myself, innit?
Yeah, like, as him as well.
I'm actually mad, like, adventurous, still. Like, just like.
Wait, what's the furthest you've gone?
Oh, that's a great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good question, you know.
What for, are we talking about for girls or in
general? No, he just said he just travels. Okay, like, he just wakes up. You know what? Let me go to Basingstoke. Like,
I
was
in Beirut.
I went to what's it? Norwich one time. Just want to know.
Oh my
what
God.
What was there?
Well, he just got on the train. He went to Norwich.
Yeah, Norwich.
Must have wanted to go back to Timu Puki, you know?
You're dumb, man. My Aaron's in the man there.
What, he just wanted to go? Like, yeah,
get some ideas, bro. See, when you just got to go somewhere, bro. I want to go to Scotland one day.
What?
Norwich?
Yeah.
Yo! No, we said you want to go one day?
Like Scotland, just on the train. Mm. Just like,
oh, yeah, I'm going to Scotland on Sunday.
Yeah, see, Edinburgh, man.
Go R&B. That's...
I mean, I hear it. When you say that, I can't really mock it, innit? But...
Yeah, bro.
Like, no, it's that, bro. That's
your boy is dying, but he's dying, bro. He's thinking, bro. Norwich.
Say, whatever flows your boat.
Get out and then go Norwich, bro.
Yeah, Norwich
for,
is...
For creativity. I mean, that's I hear it.
Crazy, well, wait, hold on. Let me go. Did you, like, plan it the night before? As in, I'm waking up tomorrow because I'm going Norwich. Or you just wake up and be like, you know what? I'm going Norwich.
Because there was like, I knew one girl there.
Hold on, inspiration.
I didn't know that she was there at that time.
So you just happened to be there. You said, yeah, babies, I'm in your ends.
No, I snapped. I was annoyed. She said, oh, you're still here. Can I see you?
But you knew she was there, though.
No, I didn't know. She was there at that time, though.
Oh, so your boys ain't buying it, bro.
No, I swear down.
All right, buddy.
I swear down.
How did you get to Norwich? Train?
Train, yeah.
Train?
From Liverpool.
Liverpool Street. Yeah,
Liverpool. Where did you live? I thought you were Liverpool.
I moved to Kent like 3 months ago.
So you went from Kent to Liverpool?
No, I went from London. When I lived in London, like last year.
How was it though? Was it good?
It was good. Like, actually nice, quiet place. I went to the uni there, walked around.
I don't know, you can't be serious. Yeah, how can I not say, yeah, I just want to go and explore and then go to a uni? I just explore there.
Bro, you got to explore, bro. That's how you get, you know,
I'm trying to go like countryside and that.
Do your homework on campus, bro. You got to walk around and get some experiences, bro.
Countryside, that where?
No, like, if I'm going to the next city and I want to explore and I'm trying to just... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to a uni or combo, a uni building. You feel me? I'm trying to go to the sticks of it.
One place I advise you guys to go is like, man wants to go like Wales, like Cardiff sides, just like explore.
Where? So you advise us to go?
Apparently,
like,
there's bare like mountains. Like,
yeah, I'm not trying to go on a trek.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't got no time for that.
I'm trying to climb a mountain, bro.
You know the thing? My brethren told me that when we were in LA, Chiz was like, I'm going on a trek. I said, brother, there's...
What, like the Grand Canyon in that?
No, not Grand Canyon. There's like these like walks where, you know, like with the... Not the way the Hollywood sign is, but you know, like,
I
know those kind of... So he must have messaged me the day before. No, he said to me the day before, I'm going to go trekking tomorrow. What are you saying? I said, don't even wake me up.
That's long.
I'm sleeping. But he told me though, like on that trek, the amount of girls he saw on the trek.
I'm there.
I still didn't go. But I was like, all right, cool. But
you thought about it for a bit, though.
Maybe next time.
You see me, things like that, I don't care about stuff like that, though, bro.
It's nice, though, because even when we was in, was it Bali? I think it was Bali. We were in an Uber going back to our apartment, yeah, and then we passed some, when I say some massive statue, yeah, let me show you. And I was like, what is that statue? Taxi driver was like, oh, apparently that's one of the biggest statues in Asia or whatever. I was like, okay. So then we went there the next day.
Are you into all of that, like scenery and stuff?
When I'm with my business partner on holiday, he is. So sometimes I'm like, you know, let me not be
just indulge.
Like, he went to Phi Island.
I don't even know what that is, but
it's like an island that you take a boat to and everyone's backpacking. He went there just to be there.
Things as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Told you.
But like, no.
You see women. Women like to explore on the flat. Women always like,
yeah, but it's usually got
stuff.
No, but it's usually, he said that the girls that he met, this is not like factual, this is just what he said, yeah. Like, more time is they've gone through something and they're coming out of it, so they want to try something new.
Okay.
So they're like, you know what? Let me try something, let me go backpacking. So that's why I was wondering, like, did you go through something? You'd say, you know,
I didn't throw on that store, but I just be walking. I walk in with Christ.
Yeah, that's mad. My thing is the whole trekking thing. One time in Nigeria, we were in the village, and there was like a telephone tower. And it was a walk that everyone does. Bro, this walk took us like 4 hours, man.
What?
But the walk was mad. But then when I got to the top, I was like, what? Man, I got to walk back down. Yeah. Because that was the thing. Was like, it wasn't even walking there. When you walk up there, you feel like you've accomplished something. It's like, oh, sick, I've done it. Then you look back down, you're like, what? I got to walk back down. That's what I was like. It's mad, you know what I'm saying? But apparently they say, when I was watching some program the other day, they were saying that if you don't finish tasks, your brain, you get like gaps in your brain. So it's like whenever you finish a task, your brain like completes a task and it, your brain kind of like sets
that's
it.
That's mad.
And we went inside.
Hey, yo.
You've been seeing a lot of fire. Yeah, like, now,
man. Fire galore. Amazon Fire Stick over there, blood.
And that's proper nice though.
I'm saying, did a little research. There's a story behind it.
What was inside like? Was it warm?
It's a museum.
Hey, yo.
Chill. I said, settle down.
Hey, take a touch, man.
Same.
What is going on?
Was the
temperature adequate? All right,
so look. So
you see this? That's my business partner, yeah? So he's the type of person that will swim to the island there.
Okay. I respect that, though. I respect people like that.
Can you swim, though?
Yeah. I can swim.
I can swim.
When it's time to swim.
Why is Stones laughing, bro? Yeah, there's a guy that's 5 foot over there. He can't even go in pools. I drowned.
My God.
I drowned. So that's why I know how to swim now.
So you drowned?
I drowned and survived, didn't it? I'm a drowned survivor.
What did it feel like?
It wasn't great. I genuinely thought I was going to die.
Is it? When you drowned? It's mad. Dude.
Your hat is shit.
It's calm, bro.
But then I did swimming lessons and that. I sorry, Taser, let me get like 3 of them Harry Bowls.
Yeah, sure.
Is that greedy of you?
No, it's calm.
One more, fill me up.
Give him 2, please.
Nah,
nah, nah.
Can I get one as well, please?
Give him two.
You want a Harry Bowl to fill you up?
Say it, man.
Can I get one as well, please, bro? Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Please, man, I'm moving.
All right, so.
Sorry, one sec. But you said us. So what's something about Arjen that annoys you, though?
Oh, yeah. That's good. So we can defend ourselves.
I know, obviously, we've said about your Jen talking too much.
Like, you guys are so horny, like, on Twitter.
What?
You man are so horny on Twitter, like, every day, you're tweeting about such a stuff, like, at 11 a.m. What are you thinking about 11 a.m.?
He's talking about Vargs, man.
Bro, I see guys tweet the maddest tip, like, bro, take a touch, man.
It's true. Man didn't even whipped his eggs yet. He's watching porn.
That's not the whole gen. That's a couple people.
I'm
talking about something. Oh, like, you agreed that, like, the filming and the talking too much. So something that we need to agree with, but like something like yeah,
you guys reminisce too much.
Jesus,
yeah, like bring back this, leave that there.
Back in my day, we used to hunt for our food.
Yeah,
like, bruv,
you know what I mean,
like,
yo, don't you think your gen's a bit?
They got us to that one still.
Bring back Afro Swing. Leave that shit back in.
Yeah, bro. Like.
No, it's not us saying bring back Afro Swing.
It's not you, man.
No, I think they're talking about.
Bring back Graham.
No, but you both.
Graham ain't dead.
Yeah, you know all my things. You know what you might do that jarring, yeah?
What's that?
You will say something like, What? You might got like, what, Central C? You might not know about Flirt, D and them, and there. Like, you will do something like, you'll compare something to Arjen. You might know that's just not big up Flirt D, innit? The correlation is not there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comparing Flirt D to Central C don't make no sense.
But you know what it is? But the gens now, the reason why is because you keep copying stuff from Arjen and the gen before. Like, even a lot of their songs are like remakes.
I agree.
No, but
samples.
No, but our songs are sampled in a way that, like, it's different. Whereas their one is just the remix of R2
that you can hear.
And they make a pop version, like, allow me, man.
But they're trying to get the streams in, man.
That is ruining music, bro. I'm not going to lie. Mm. Like, they'll literally just... Now, there's this song here. You know that song? I'm blue, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, iPhone 65.
Some joke man said, I'm good and I'm feeling all right. And you know that song was like number one for time or something.
I swear.
And it's on mad numbers.
No, but I feel like the remakes are, the label pushes them to do that because it's just, it's like you're...
It adds to the old one as
old
well.
Old catalog, nah, the man. Streams and it helps.
It's ruining music, bro, because it's not hard to do. You're just saying lyrics over a melody that's already been created.
So what's the song that you lot have listened to recently that you're like, yeah, I fuck with this?
Oh, Cash Cobain, Messi.
Song's that?
Sorry. It's like some. Have you heard that?
Is that the artist or the name of the
song? Your name is Cash Cobain, but the song's called Messi, innit? And now, man, Simon and Messi.
You know who I've been messing with recently?
Strands.
He's hard.
Strands is cold.
Yeah, that's
and I feel like he does like obviously there's a lot of influence from 50. Yeah. But and it's evident, but he made it his own as well.
Yeah, that's what
I can appreciate. I can appreciate you taking influence from somebody without directly copying them.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of other artists just tend to copy, but it's so blatant that people don't even care. You know what I'm saying? But Strands is cold, Nems is cold as well.
I'm a big fan of Lil Kana. You know Lil Kana? Come on, man.
I'm learning here. Lil Kana, what's the name of the song?
There's one song called Otolenghi.
I'm gonna go listen to it in the car.
Afrobeat artist or what?
No, like proper like rapper. Cool. UK rapper still.
I'm feeling Sexy Red, you know.
I hear it.
Man said bow.
I was with some female friends, innit? And when they listen to it, it really alleviates their spirits.
Yeah, I can't lie. When I was in Dubai, I must have been in the car. You know, he just playing normal music, and some of the girls in the car were like, "Put on something else, man." Rather than more, I'm putting ski.
Yes.
One girl's head was through the sun.
Yeah, I'm saying cheeks.
I said,
what's the equivalent for that for the man them though?
What, you want to twerk or something?
No.
I came from the gym. I'm sorry. I apologize. You're wearing butters though. I don't understand.
Yeah, this is in trend right now. You fool me?
Is it?
Yeah, you're new to this, bro.
It matches the hat.
Huh?
With the shit hat.
I've never owned
a pair of Tims in my life.
Where you going?
Yeah, that's not comfortable still.
I've never owned
a pair. I used to when I was younger.
They don't feel comfortable, so
I wouldn't wear them now.
You're not supposed to put them on tight, so they're supposed to be loose, but then because they're so big, it's like, what's man wearing?
Baggy jeans.
It's because they're trying to be fashionable. Now, he's thing calm, innit?
Do you know what it is? Back in the day when we used to wear baggy jeans.
Those jeans, not these jeans.
He does it right. He just puts stuff on.
What is going on, man? That's a scrap, right?
Because this is merch, I'm not going to dig into
him. Yeah, you can't.
You're not going to dig into him? But I'm saying mad stuff.
Okay. I don't want to be big day to you.
Let's go for the halfway line, bro. I hear it.
Damn. I was gonna say, yeah, I got a few.
That was a good one to use the whole reminiscent thing.
I remember them days.
No, but you know what though? A lot of things, it was slower for us, man. Like gaming wise, what was your first game?
Ooh.
I got a PS4 in 2020.
PS4. No, what's your first game?
First game you played. Not when you bought yourself, as in something that you played as a kid that you're like, this is my first.
What was your first console?
Sonic or Ben 10.
Def Jam Fight NY.
No, what was your first console?
Console.
Oh, Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Yes. SNES.
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
SNES. SNES or N64?
I don't even know.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Which one? What color was it? White or black?
It was black still.
Yeah, N64. That was your first one?
Yeah.
I had a Game Boy, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first game.
Which one?
But
which
one, though?
I couldn't remember.
There was Game Boy Color.
Yeah, that's the Game Boy Color.
I only know PS4, PS5,
PS3. Did you play your Pokemon and all that?
Yeah.
Nah, my thing was the Sonic game. Sonic.
Sonic and Knuckles, isn't it?
Mario Kart?
No, it wasn't. It was Sonic on the Game Boy.
Was Sonic on the Game Boy?
Yeah.
I was playing like FIFA.
No. Yeah, on the Game Boy Color. Sonic. Yeah,
on Super Nintendo. Sonic
and Sega, you know.
That can't be on Super Nintendo.
No, what's the... It was a Game Boy.
Nah, you got to have Sonic on Super Nintendo.
I don't remember.
Sonic is Mario.
It wasn't Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo is Mario. Sonic and Mars System and all that is...
No, because you still have crossovers. So, for example, they've done Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games.
I remember that one.
I'm sure they have some sort of...
It must have been a crossover. Licensing thing. Yeah,
I would definitely play Sonic on
Game Boy. I think mine was like an Atari.
Yeah. You guys all talk about Atari. Heard that in CeeLo Green's song.
Yeah, because my dad. But the first one I actually remember playing was Super SNES, Super Mario World.
Super SNES?
Super SNES.
SNES.
Damn.
Like Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you have to blow the cartridge.
That's mad. You blew really well.
I don't know about that. Still.
That's mad. We didn't need a demonstration. That's what you want to
do. With the PlayStation 1, remember, there were times where your PlayStation 1 disc would be scratched.
You rub it, you put it in the
PlayStation, yeah, you put it on and you're praying. Please let the thing come on.
If you don't say PlayStation,
you're in the cube, you're like, nah.
I end up doing like YouTube and looking for remedies. I said They said like toothpaste and that on the back of the Discord hole.
Yeah, I ruined one.
Yeah, bro. Man was, it was dark, bro. Like toothpaste. They said I think bicarbonate or soda and water was another one.
Man was cooking crack, you know.
Bro, this was my favorite game.
I remember one of my sons, I had to like stick, this is mad danger. I used to stick a knife in it. Before I put like a, it was a video like tape thing, innit? I used to watch Spider-Man, something like that, innit? I used to put Spider-Man in as a tape. I used to have to put a knife in it like at the same time as wiggling it in to make it work. Could have died.
We suffered.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Bro. Now you're looking, just go on your phone.
On the phone and that.
It's mad, you don't even need a disc no more.
No, yeah, cool.
You can buy a game online, but the only thing with that is if there's a problem, your game's lost. If you don't back out properly or whatever.
Yeah, but one
whereas,
time.
You know, like when you buy the CD, it's there, I've got
it. Back in the day, we had to leave the game on, you know? If you ain't got memory card, you have to leave the game.
Nah, them days were mad.
If you turn off the game, you start from the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, nah, I ain't got that.
Your memory card's full. Oh my God, what am I doing here? The game started.
I remember I was playing Metal Gear Solid one time, yeah, and they were like, oh, in order for you to defeat the boss, plug in the second controller.
Oh, wow.
The second controller. The boss is way
too
much. Bro, I said, I had to go to my boys, like, bro, let me borrow your controller, please. And when you plug it in, damn, it's like, oh, it's like it removes a shield or something. I was like, what kind of creativity that's is this, mad, man?
They want you to buy another controller.
That's how they trick you, man.
That's the first time I heard that.
When I got my Super Nintendo, there's a game called Starwing. Remember that? With a fox.
Yeah.
Happened.
Bro, what's going on?
It just went off.
I didn't touch it.
No, will it stick though? Before I think, would it stick? I'm saying before, like, will it clip on before you think?
The arm is too heavy.
Hungry.
You just fell off here.
Yeah. What the food like for me, innit? I'm not paying you back.
Hmm?
Did it break or is it?
I've got it on, by the way. Bring it.
It was so dumb. Oh, yeah, let me try.
Oh, those are the deluxe sweets. Sorry, bro. Hey, let me. Those sweets look deluxe, bro. I was having Harry balls. Thank you, brother.
When I stretch over to you, though, what stretch over to you on the chair?
No, before you shine,
let me shine. No, don't
take. Where they call me?
Oh, nice.
Thank you, bro. No, brother. Ah, freezing.
Man, wax that off.
Back in there, bro.
It's not me, because.
You know you're hungry, you drink chips.
So you might have this and gave me people a Haribo, but this is deluxe, fam. Dang.
It's mad sticky, though.
Yeah, not gonna.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Well, we're pausing everything now, bro.
Exactly.
But I want to pause it. It's sticky.
It's crazy. Oh, the milk bottles are the deadest thing on this planet, fam.
Yeah.
My God. Nice transition, bro.
We're back in, Brent. All right. So, you know me, I'm on Twitter. Yeah, sometimes I just bookmark stuff.
Same.
To bring back to the pod.
Yeah, I'm about to see, man.
What's the what?
What are you bookmarking?
What's the point?
No.
What stuff are you bookmarking?
I'm about to read it. Oh, cool. This guy's funny, you know. I like this guy. What is black maths?
Oh, my gosh.
Good at maths in general, I don't know. It's not that kind
black,
of maths,
black, black maths.
You know, like when black people do, like, let me give you an example. Turning down something so you can see better.
Yeah, that's true, though.
That's true. It works, though. When I'm driving, I'm trying to...
It works.
You got to turn it down.
That's concentration, though.
Yeah.
When you take your glasses just to...
Yeah. When the host offers you food and you and your mom's eyes meet,
dark.
That means reject it.
Dark.
Yeah.
When you say, like, you're 5 minutes away from somewhere, but you're, like, 20 minutes...
I knew you were going to say that.
I do that, though.
Hey, listen to this, yeah?
Here we go.
Tell you a little something, yeah?
Here we go. Is my right?
We had a business meeting, yeah? Proper meeting. I'm talking about, like, peas on the table. This guy come late, yeah? And said, I drank night nurse instead of day nurse.
You're a liar.
I said it barefaced in the meeting. Boardroom meeting.
You're a liar.
Certain man wear trench coats in there. Like, it's proper official. Man,
you're
a
liar.
So, what's the truth?
I didn't even go to the meeting.
Oh, yeah, so that was your excuse. No, you didn't attend?
No.
Oh, why didn't you attend?
I was sleeping.
Why were you sleeping? Because you're trying to... Hey, when they're twiddling thumbs, like, where's mom? Oh, no reply. So, you know, you look at that man, like, I don't know what answer to give you, because I don't know if he's, like,
no,
downstairs.
No, but you see me, I'm always going to come somewhere. And even if I'm late, I'm always going to come. That one, I was conked, bro.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't even take day nights to the night nurse. I just took night nurse. I didn't know that you have to have a full 8-9 hours sleep.
Is it?
I'm never too late. You can't wake, like, you won't wake up.
Nah, bro, once you take it, 8-9 hours, you're gone.
Man. Even if someone was to wake you up, do you think you'd wake up?
I don't. Do you know what it is? Because what it does is it puts you in a deep sleep so you can heal better. Because when you got a cold, you don't really sleep properly. So it's got some thing in it that makes you sleep.
That's mad cold scary.
That's scary.
Though. That's actually scary.
That's why I didn't take it no more.
Damn, that's mad scary.
Another black maths. When you enter and exit the house more than twice, means you're staying inside.
Oh,
that's the worst, man.
Dark, man.
Like, you know when you're younger and you're kicking all your friends and that, you come back.
For a juice, you know. Light juice, you know.
You can't come back for a juice.
Yeah. I used to try to open the door quietly.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? But now I didn't want. Squeaky one.
Black maths. There's another black maths. If you when you turn the light on, when you turn the light off, you got to run up the stairs.
Yeah.
Telling people the event starts 2 hours earlier so they arrive on time.
Yeah. I do that though. And it works.
Even 2 hours is lenient, I'll be honest.
I've done events for time, yeah. I've pretty much seen it all, yeah. One girl, the event was 6 to 12. She came at 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Why is nobody here? Can I get a refund? You don't want to chill a little bit.
That's the worst one, when you, because the event starts at 6, you'll get there and you're just setting up Connect Four.
I remember my first event.
I hosted my first day party in August last year, innit? And it was empty until like 7:30. So we told them, yo.
What time did it start?
It started at 7, innit? It was empty around like 7:30 to 8. I was shaking. I was like, come on, bro.
God, please.
They're going to snap me saying, oh, that's why you're shit, man. And then, cool. I was shaking. My boy cooled me down because I was pacing around the whole venue. I was like, bro, come on, man. And Bearman started coming all at once at 10, 9-ish. I was like, oh, thank God.
So you were sitting there for 2 hours just twiddling thumbs?
I remember.
When it's your event, you're not supposed to go there first.
It's not that, because you have to keep them around.
If you've got people in place to do what you need to do.
Oh, yeah, but obviously you said...
First event, then you get me
to the ground. I don't think you put doors closed for that event either.
I put on Snapchat still.
People don't take that in. Doors closed don't mean nothing.
Nah, they definitely do.
Doors closed mean
depends on the event.
But I can't lie. Yeah, it does. And also, I think it's... Again, when it goes to like the people that don't like to queue. Some people have a certain... I can't do this, I can't do that. So we did Soho House the other day, and then there was this girl that's like, oh my God, this is a sick event. How come I've never heard about it?
Mm.
I said, oh, just follow the page. She started looking at the flyers and was like, why does it end at 11? I can't get ready that early. I said, unfortunately, you're not going to get inside. She's like, no, it's fine, I'll get there for 10. 10?
You're not getting in.
Last entry 7, you know. She's like, nah, you'll change the rules for me.
Yeah,
nice meeting
like that. Man in town.
Doesn't matter how buff she is, bro. Magical. You get there at 10, I'm not coming outside to get you.
Mm. Oh, I thought she meant that she knew someone there.
She don't know no one. This is the first time she's saying I want to come to one. Why are the timings 5 to 11? No. So I'm not someone who gets ready before. Said, yeah, man.
The reason why you put on their doors closed as well is because that safeguards you from people who come late, because now you can sell tickets. Someone's on the door now and your event sold out. Doors closed at 7. You can start running more P for people to come in, because those who come after 7, you're like, well, on the flyer, it said doors closed, so they can't say nothing to you.
Mm.
But if you don't put that time, brother, I've had bare people messaging Shubs on email. I got to the event, blah, blah, blah. Nah, you ain't getting your money.
A man emailed Shubs, and said,
I remember in Birmingham, there was one girl, she was like paralytic drunk, and her brethren got onto me for her friend being paralytic drunk. She was like, oh, imagine she said this to me. We didn't have money. We spent our last money on cab here. Can you get us a cab home? I said, how are you going to get home? And if you don't have money like that, why would you come to the event?
Guys to drive them home.
Do you know what I don't understand? Yeah, it's a weird one, because sometimes you want to be responsible. but I can't be responsible for you. Yeah. So how is it you've left your yard not knowing how you're getting home?
Bro.
And now it's because I'm hosting the party, it's my responsibility.
Yeah,
no,
bro.
I remember after Hyatt, these two girls. Hyatt finished at 3 o'clock. Obviously, I don't know why I was down to 5, but they were still walking around to 5 o'clock, innit?
This is my birthday.
Yeah, I think
outside height till five or inside height till five?
No, outside, they were walking around, looking for people to jump inside cars, don't want to go home.
No, but why were you there till five?
Oh, I was networking.
For 2 hours?
Yeah, you have to, you know. Yeah, you know, Russell was low, so I had to, you know.
Free up.
Writer's block.
Literally, walking, you have to walk around, bro.
It's crazy.
But yeah, they're walking around pacing. The only reason why guys didn't want to drop them back to their house because they live in West London and it was in South London. Mm. They had no money in their account.
What was it saying in Hyatt? I never went, but I heard it was Madison.
That day was my birthday.
But in general, I heard like man of feeding gal suya.
As long as you're in the VIP bit
and all of that.
Is it a VIP bit?
Yeah, there's like a section. There's two sections.
But it's
I think.
Mad ghetto though. Man.
But it's ghetto and it's gotten worse progressively. Oh, no. But hey,
because you lot are rubbing it out online, man. The moment that video hit the timeline of the suya, it's like,
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, this is why I need to experience things because I was one of the people that was rubbing it out because of all like I saw men fighting each other with the hookah thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
shisha.
Saw, yeah, the shisha thing. And I was like, when my boy was like, yeah, I'm going to do my birthday here, I was...
Your boy?
You're my boy, bro.
Like, you just addressed me by my name,
my
bro.
Man's, bro, yeah.
My so man.
When he was like, yeah, I'm going to do my birthday there, I was hesitant, but I'm not going to lie.
You had a good time.
Phenomenal, bro. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It was a good bruv.
You know what happens in there, yeah? You can say in it, it starts off kind of slow, a little bit dry. You're thinking, rah, because it's like 160. So these man paid 2 bills for my birthday.
Yeah, you see, I paid £200. I had God. To...
£200 each.
£200 each. Bro. But you get basically a tab in it. So say there's like the table's like 1 point something. So you get like 3 tables, you would get like 5 bags worth of like spend, which is food, shisha, and drink. It's not worth it, but you're getting as bare shots, whatever. But you don't drink, so it's kind of peak.
Like, see, when I pay money to enter these places, I have to enjoy myself to them.
Bruv.
£200 is not.
There's not for kids.
Nah, it's not little.
So what's your form of enjoyment when you're in there? Just babes come out, eat suya.
Nah, I'm not even
so
gonna.
You don't drink either?
No, recently, I dabbled.
I said I dabbled.
Yeah, whatever.
But that night, boom, book, like. Yo, you see? Yo, bro, it's like, it was all tequila shots, isn't it? Yeah. And in my head, I'm thinking, blood, I've had like 3 in it. And, bro.
And yeah, Maggie's as well.
I pre drank in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't do that.
You know what I pre drank?
That's a rookie mistake.
Bro, man's
mistake,
never
man.
Been higher in it.
But
so
you
I was
can't
like,
pre drink when there's a bar tab.
And I told everyone, yes.
Brother, I'm not drinking for the whole week.
You gotta drink your money, bro.
Stop your liver, bro.
You know what I mean?
I don't really go to these, like, if I go somewhere, it'll be like the drinks, but I don't really go to like clubs.
Yeah, 9 bags at 21.
There was that.
What you were making over there, man?
Nah, I ain't even going.
I remember there.
21?
They weren't fat. It was that. Like, might have been like 20, 20, 22 or 20. No, maybe like 25.
25
two
man.
Bills each.
Yeah, 25, 2 bills. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was 5 racks probably.
We say 25.
No.
We paid
for. We paid for. We might have paid for 4 tables at 1.3. So it was like, it might have been over 6.
Yeah. So, bruv. Obviously, I didn't know, so I pre-drank. I had a Magnum in it. I got excited, yeah. Then I like, give him the shots as well. I say, yeah. I had the CEO of my hand. And I'm thinking, yeah, the night's about to run out. They've stopped giving alcohol. Bro, they're bringing more trays.
To pace yourself, man.
Bro, I couldn't.
You can't.
I was so new to this. You know the ones when you find like a new player and you think he's the coldest, just bare injuries from early, bro. Bro, I conked.
Nah, it's dark. Just the way
my
the shots come.
Banging.
You got the salt there. You got lime in the shots. And they're just there. And if you don't drink it, then everyone else is going to drink it before the next round comes out. So you just go, and it don't feel like, because the limes are there, it don't feel like alcohol.
Yeah. Bro, and there was so about peak. 4 rounds. Yo.
But as I was saying though, it initially switches, it's dry a little bit. Then all of a sudden, everyone's drunk. The music's even louder suddenly. Like, it's better. Like, the colours are even different.
Yeah. You know that one when...
They're seasoning you at tequila.
Probably
face alcohol. I don't know, bro.
What's going on, bro?
You know what you're hearing the bass of the music, but you're like hearing it twice.
Yeah. You
know? And it was gone. And then on top of that, they're bringing out Suya and that. So...
It sounds like a vibe. It sounds like a vibe still.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a vibe still.
If you pattern correctly... It's a vibe still.
I'm done.
Have you been in there?
Higher?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't been.
Oh, there. I ain't been either.
I've been all other spots, but not higher. I've been Eden. I've been
Cabana.
You are now listening to the 3 Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.